for the lies that were spoken, for the blood that we have spilled, for the treaties that were broken, for the leaders you have still. 'Cause to die for your sins, 'cause to die for your sins, now a new day must begin. 'Cause to die for your sins, for the tribes you terminated, for the myths you keep alive, for the land you confiscated, for freedom you deprived. 'Cause to die for your sins, 'cause to die for your sins, to die for your sins, for the truth that you pollute, for the life that you have lost, for the good you prostitute, and for all that we have lost. To die for your sins, 'cause to die for your sins, 'cause to die for your sins, a new day must begin, 'cause to die for your sins. To die for your sins.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode 27 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show slash internet internet broadcast slash internet podcast. / garbage internet radio show at this station, KSDT, where people unplug wires and don't plug them in properly again. And we began this episode somewhat frazzled with dead air. But we continue on with the song Custard Died for Your Sins by Floyd Westerman, a recognizable Native American, First Nations, or Indian actor, and a pretty great song that was actually written by, yes, you guessed it, a white guy. The same guy that produced that band, The Hobbits, one of my favorite bands from the late 60s. But this album is great, no matter where it came from or what it is. Floyd Westerman, Custard Died for Your Sins, which I bought at Kobe's Swap Meet, one of the first records I ever bought in San Diego. And a classic to this day. Of course, if you've been following this program at all, it has been a journey through my record collection, because I am playing one song from every record in my record collection. And the journey so far has taken us all the way through the stacks. The stacks being the records I never really listened to. Well, not never, they've been filed away properly. We're now going into the section of my record collection which is not filed away, which is just sort of like it was all over the floor, and then someone was coming over, so I had to clean up. So I just like took all the records and I just put them away quickly in the shelves. And these are the records that I've been listening to recently as in the last 3 years. And that record has gotten lots of play, for sure. This next one I bought around the same time and is equally classic. The artist in question is a little guy called Rupert Holmes. If you think you don't know him and you've never heard of them, you're wrong. He wrote a little song called the Pina Colada song. I don't even know the real title. But it's one of those songs where it's like something, parentheses, the Pina Colada song, because everyone knows it as the Pina Colada song. You know what I mean? Well, this is from his Partners in Crime LP. It's a song called Answering Machine. And basically, I was looking for a follow-up hit. He was looking to write one. And we both connected on this album, this track. Amazing track. I haven't really listened to much of the album because I've listened to this track over and over again. Even probably ripped it and put it on an MP3 player of sorts, you know, to stay with the times. So, incredible. Get ready, Rupert Holmes, the storytelling genius, a little song called Answering Machine.
This girl, I know that she could have it all. The wedding, the ring, the whole dumb thing. I was willing to tie the knot. So I called her up, and this is the answer I got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. And I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. And I said, baby, let's go get married. I need to know your mind. I am hanging on, I am hanging on, I am hanging on this line. And if I can leave one message before you go to bed, I would say to you, and the phone went dead. So I stepped out to buy some dog food for the cat. Of course she called about 3 minutes after that. Would she be my wife and share my life? Well, of course she can write the plot. 'Cause she called me up and this is the answer she got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. Leave your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. And she said, baby, I got your message. Well, I'm answering your call. I have thought it out, I have thought it out, and I think that all in all, if you ask if we can marry and make it for a time, then my answer is. And the phone went, I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not. Thank you.
Joe Walsh there, and more Studio Madness here at KSDT. I think somebody kind of reassembled the studio rather incorrectly, and the ensuing DJ errors by myself are pretty hilarious, I must admit. Well, let's get back on track. That was Joe Walsh and a song called Things from his There Goes the Neighborhood LP, and one of the best covers. I mean, almost all of his covers are some of the best record covers ever made. A truly genius artist, and in all respects, an ideas man. And one of the great LA artists of the 80s and 70s. And I think me getting into this record is a very distinct moment of me coming to terms with living in California somewhat permanently. And I think, you know, that was a good combination. Before that, Rupert Holmes with Answering Machine. It's kind of a smooth pop. I think Rupert Holmes is actually from New York, but come on, listen to it. That's some California music. Have you ever heard it? Who pictures, Pina Coladas in New York City? Not me. Or Boston. I think he's from Boston. Dunes in the Cape. I think that's the lyric from that song. If you like making love in the dunes on the Cape. Or something like that. But let's face it, both those songs, smooth, great lyrics, really relaxing instrumentation, and funny. And that's what it's like living in California. And both of those records I bought within the first year of moving to California, and I do not regret it because they are classics and will always remind me of moving to the beach and having a very sunny living room where I would play records for myself. And there you go. That's my life on this show. And that's what we're doing, talking about my life, the most self-absorbed thing possible. Because really, I know no one's listening. The only person listening is me 40 years from now. Well, 40 years from now, me. This next one is also really awesome. From, of course, the same time. We're kind of dealing in the same time period in terms of when I purchased and acquired these records. And one of the first records I bought after moving to California was actually a record featuring two very famous Canadians, Ian Tyson and Sylvia Tyson, married the Sonny and Cher of Canada. And but it's not an Ian and Sylvia record. No, it's by a band called A Great Speckled Bird, which is basically Ian, Sylvia, and I think Rod Argent, or maybe he just produced it. But I guess it's they were maybe trying to break into the American market with this pretty awesome album, which I think did not take off. But I think this acquiring this record was my obvious reaching out for Missing Canada. I believe that year I also watched the Stanley Cup for one of the first times in my life. So there you go. You don't really know your own home until you leave it. And that is the message here with this amazing song. Musically, lyrically, incredible. One of my favorite songs of the last 5 years that I've purchased. Rio Grande by Great Speckled Bird.
And brown, winding. got lost in the night, and we took the wrong trail, and we couldn't get through. And then a rifle flashed, my pony, he went down, and there was cocaine falling like snow on the mountains by green hills where I believe you're waiting still. And on a night when there's no moon, I'll watch and wait my chance to run. I'll provide me a horse and gun.
Well, that is a familiar tune, but not in a familiar interpretation. That is a band called The Baroque Inevitable, but the original song is by The Circle, and that's a circle with a Y and a K in it. Yes, very psychedelic. One of the great psych pop baroque bands of the late 60s. And I've always been a fan of these novelty compilations where they have done popular songs in baroque styles. This record, this is a great show. I gotta say, this is a great show so far, because we're really outlining me as a person, my changing tastes. This record I bought around the same time, right to the cusp of moving to San Diego. I think I bought it right after I moved to San Diego. And it's pretty cheesy, pretty horrible. But before then, before I moved here, that was really the period of my life where I was obsessed with, you know, this baroque pop, Left Bank, The Circle, The Hobbits, all these type of stuff. And then after I moved here, I got more into the later, more sophisticated genres of music, like smooth pop and power pop, such as the next record. Now, this next record I actually bought in Canada, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, literally the weekend before driving down to San Diego. One of the greatest trips I've ever been on, by the way, driving down the coast in September. Gorgeous time. Campgrounds are empty. The weather is fair. And great time to do it, if you're going to do it. But that was the Labor Day weekend of 2005. I went to the swap meet type thing. It's called Terminal City Swap Meet or something like that, Terminal Market. It's a permanent swap meet set up underneath the SkyTrain. And I got this record, which is just a yellow cover, and it says The Kids on it, and the S is backwards, like written in crayon. And on the back, it's got a really amazing collage of the four members' heads. And then all the writing looks like it's done by a small child. And, of course, this is like a totally independently produced record from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. From, I'm guessing, I don't know if there's a date on it. Is there a date on it? 1982, the year of my birth. From 1982, The Kids and a great power pop song, My Changing Tastes of 2005. What an incredible year of change for me. A song called Too Many Days. Romantic, simple, and great. The Kids.
There's too many days in the week, girl. I can't wait for the weekend. There's too many days in the week, girl, till I see you again. You know that all
with me, but there's still too much time. we should make it clear each time it gets that bad. What can I say to make it better? Better find an answer right away. Let's bring it out into the open. Open up your heart and let the feelings fly. And let them flood me like an ocean. Today's a nice day for a swim. How's the day? Day is fine. Won't you jump right in? I can be your rabbit's foot. I can be four-leaf clover. How's the day? Day is fine. Sky's all clear and blue. Morning broke an hour ago and the sunshine.
A song by the great band Cross Country, a song called Today from 1973. And if those voices sounded familiar, that band actually was The Tokens in a previous configuration. And if you don't know who The Tokens are, I'm telling you, you do. They did a little song called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. So yeah, that's their 70s folk rock album, and of course, like I was saying, around my time of purchasing this, I was really moving into the 70s as a more sophisticated interest in music. And before that, we were listening to a great power pop band from Calgary, Alberta, from 1982, The Kids. There's Too Many Days in the Week. Can't wait for the weekend. So true. Well, coming up next is actually a slightly older record from my collection. I bought it at the infamous Junk Barn at the end of the Blue Line in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So infamous that I won't really tell people where it is because I don't want them to know. Although I was using Google Street View the other day to look at it wistfully. This album is a single by a Spanish band called Azul y Negro, also known as the Spanish Kraftwerk. And the amazing story behind this record is that I bought it at the Junk Barn. I moved into this apartment with a friend of mine. We had a flood. The record got damaged, but I had apartment insurance. And in researching the value of this record, I found it to be worth of the order of $180. It was a mind-blowing find, right? Kind of surprising, kind of amazing. And so I claimed it on the insurance, and of course I didn't actually rebuy the record. I just kept the water-damaged version that I have now. And amazingly enough, the cross-country record, which I bought in San Diego, also was damaged in a flood. I had a small flood caused by these women that lived upstairs that liked to flush their sanitary napkins down the ancient pipes. And repeatedly caused floods in my downstairs apartment, despite requests to no longer follow that habit of theirs, and so this it was a very small flood, but small enough to damage the cross country record, and Azul y Negro, of course, being damaged in a much larger flood that I had, but barely damaged and cleaned, and now you're going to hear it in all its glory. Side A, The Night.
Don't.
Well, that's the band Malaria with the song Countess Clara's Vasa on Le Disque Crepuscule label, the Belgian label that I raged so phenomenally about in episode 1. Here we are in episode 26 of this, 27? A long ways away in the record collection. And this record I bought, I think I bought in San Diego at M Theory. Is shocked by the low prices of records in the U.S. Of course, this song, reinvigorated by the band Chicks on Speed. Remember them? The year 2000? Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? But, yeah, they did it. And that's probably why I bought that record, I gotta say. But, great song. Great post-punk song there. And before that, we listened to Azul y Negro, The Night. I called them the Spanish Kraftwerk. I don't know why, but I guess they kind of sound like them. Who knows what their sort of span was. All I know is I bought them at the Junk Barn, so probably no one's ever heard of them. The infamous Junk Barn, located somewhere in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Well, coming up next is a band called The Tide. Yeah, pretty contemporary, right? They had an album called Once, and that's where we're going to play a song called North County Times off of. I don't think I've ever listened to this record, but the circumstances of getting it were my friend Tim Castro, one of the most voracious record buyers I know, gave it to me for no reason, and I don't think I ever listened to it. I was going to get around to it, but I never did. And so here's my first ever listen of a song called North County Times by The Tide, and that's The Tide with a Y. Great, a great logo design. We'll be right back. Lula Sete there, with his Neil Sedaka cover, a little song called Working on a Groovy Thing. That was also a gift from Tim. Tim went through his jazz phase. I think he's still in it when he lived in San Diego. He does not live in San Diego anymore. We both moved here. He went through his jazz phase. I got into the smoother 70s pop rock. But, well, that's that. To wrap up episode 27 quickly here, Lizzie Mercier de Crew, No Wave Genius, and a song called Foghorn Blues. My brother gave this to me for a Christmas present. Great gift.
From my mom's eating, the last of you.
Burn my hair smoking, the lust of you.